From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President's son-in-law to appear before another congressional committee today.
When my father-in-law decided to run for president, I served his campaign the best I could because I believe in him and his ability to improve the lives of all Americans.
That was Jared Kushner yesterday after a closed meeting before the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee. Today, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor again faces questions, only this time from the House Intelligence Committee, as part of its probe into Russian meddling in last year's election. Mr. Kushner, after his testimony yesterday, rushed off to the White House, from where he emerged about 30 minutes later with his official statement.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
President Trump used Twitter on Tuesday to express satisfaction with what Kushner said on Monday. U.S. President Donald Trump is ramping up pressure on Republicans to pass a new health care law, saying there's been enough talk and no action. Speaking in the White House Blue Room on Monday, Mr. Trump scolded Senate Republicans, saying they have not kept their promise to repeal and replace the current health care law, the Affordable Care Act, which was championed by former President Barack Obama.
Tomorrow, the Senate will vote on whether to allow this urgently needed bill to come to the Senate floor for debate. The question for every senator, Democrat or Republican, is whether they will side with Obamacare's architects, which have been so destructive to our country, or with its forgotten victims.
Now, that vote is expected to take place a little bit later on today. Trump also tore into Obama's health care law with fresh intensity, calling it a government takeover of health care. This is VOA News.
The Scouts believe in putting America first.
During a speech Monday night in front of about 40,000 Boy Scouts at the National Scout Jamboree, President Trump, who first said he would not get political, did just that. First, he established a tie between the Scouts and his closest allies. We'll try to have that comment for you coming up very, very soon or a little bit later on.
It's amazing how many Boy Scouts we have at the highest level of our great government. Many of my top advisors in the White House were Scouts. 10 members of my cabinet were Scouts. Can you believe that? 10.
Then the president joked that the Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price better get enough votes in the Senate to begin debate on the Republican health care bill today. Otherwise, he'll say, Tom, you're fired. More pressure for U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions from members in Congress and the White House over his contacts with Russia's former envoy to Washington and for later recusing himself from the Department of Justice probe of alleged collusion between President Trump's campaign team and Russia. This despite Sessions' denial that he's done anything wrong. A senior Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee is calling on Sessions to appear before the panel as soon as possible in order to answer questions about his conversations with Russia's former ambassador to Washington during the 2016 presidential campaign. Israel has removed metal detectors from a holy site in Jerusalem in favor of closed-circuit television cameras, but Muslim officials have called for continued protest of the security measures. Following days of clashes and protests over the increased security, Israeli officials said they would use subtler measures to secure the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Muslim leaders, including Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah, demanded all security installed after July 14th to be removed and called on Muslims to boycott the compound and pray outside of it. Venezuelans are tensing for a national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel Sunday's controversial election of a constituent assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. And the U.S. military says it is preparing to conduct another test of a missile defense system put in place to counter threats from North Korea. A Pentagon spokesman, Navy Captain Jeff Davis, said Monday that the test of the military's THAAD defense system in the far northwestern state of Alaska is scheduled to go ahead soon. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.